Let him try filling shells and keeping his complexion. Maureen didn't even feel the nudge from her friend. Her mind was elsewhere. Until the end of the 19th century, Hayes had been a predominantly agricultural and brick-making area. But since it boasted a major canal and was on the route of the Great Western Railway, it was ripe for industrial development. By 1914, several factories had opened, but the outbreak of war played havoc with their business plans. Under pressure from the government, some had to adapt their facilities to help the war effort. And, as the supply of male employees dwindled as a result of enlistment, they began to recruit women in large numbers. Maureen Quinn and Agnes Collier were therefore part of a huge female workforce at the munitions factory. As the hordes walked or cycled through the gates, the chatter was deafening, amplified by the swish of tyres and the clack of heels on tarmac. Another long day had begun. For some, however, their shift had just ended. Those who'd worked hard throughout the night to keep up the non-stop production of shells were now clocking off, thinking about their breakfasts and their beds.